This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look
for that is right for the needs of your family.
So Senator Lindsey Graham had a direct message to you yesterday. He's one of the sponsors of the bill, obviously. Take a listen.
When you look at the bill, Rand, we save a lot of money over time for Medicaid. We'll put a cap on Obamacare growth. We make it more sustainable, more affordable, more flexible.
A direct appeal to you. Is Senator Graham wrong?
Well, you know, his initial sales pitch, he and Cassidy were selling this thing all over Washington as, if you like Obamacare, you can keep it. That didn't ring very well with most conservatives around the country. If you like it, you can keep it. The other thing that doesn't ring very well is he keeps telling people, oh, we're not getting rid of Obamacare. We're just going to give it to the Republican states. We're going to take it from the Democrat states and give it to the Republican states. That sort of, to me, smacks of petty partisanship. It doesn't sound like somebody who really wants to fix the problem. Sounds like somebody wants to stick it to the Democrats. And that's what we got in this fix. The Democrats stuck it to the Republicans, and they only had Democrats on their health care bill. Now, this is going to be only Republicans. I think there's a way. For example, I've been talking about letting individuals join a group and buy across state lines. I have many Democrats interested in this. I have not had one Democrat tell me absolutely no on this. This could be a bipartisan idea, and it costs zero. So Lindsey Graham, his program will cost $1 trillion that he keeps of Obamacare spending. Mine is the free market choice, buying across state lines, and costs $0. I think conservatives, if they're given those choices, would very quickly abandon any kind of association with Lindsey Graham or his bill.
Do you think this bill is dead?
It's very close. I mean, you got five or six people saying no, and I've been told in the past they probably won't bring.
Well, there it is. We'll find out the week that is, because they've got till they got till the end of the month. If they're going to do it with a 51 vote type of decision, this is the press, and this was part of the discussion that we had earlier that concerned me. And Congress seems to always wait for the last minute to deal with things, you know, whether it has to do with budget or whatever, in this case, health care, a massive, overhaul and takeover of one-sixth of our economy. And we're dealing with deadlines in order to accommodate some Senate rule. I mean, really? Why are we trying to force fit something here? You know, if you have rules, you can make a new rule. That's what I thought. Can't you, Scott? Or, I mean, is it against the Senate rules to make a new rule, in order to handle responsibly this whole situation? Frankly, I like Rand Paul's proposal because it goes back to what we talked about earlier, and that is, hey, let's be able to buy across state lines. You know, let the market pressure bring down the price. Let competition, it always works that way in the free market system. You know, when you have government comes in, and then they're sitting there, you know, thinking of more money. I mean, to have a program, I mean, the big problem with Obamacare is, remember we tried to avoid $1 trillion. You know, it was going to be under $1 trillion. So we're like, 800 billion, we're not over $1 trillion. Of course, then the CBO had to remeasure it and say, oh yeah, it's actually be 1.3 trillion. But the media didn't pick up on that because, they were carrying the water for the administration. And, and they're part and parcel to blame, I maintain, in this whole situation, is the mainstream media did us no favors. And that's what, America needs to take note of, is who's doing us favors. And I know the big complaint by Democrats is, oh, they had 7 years, they complained, they want to repeal and replace. Well, the problem you got, as we were talking with Jennifer Carroll, former lieutenant governor of Florida, is that, the cow's out of the barn, horses are out, they're running around. And so this isn't like you're dealing with a clean sheet of paper. You got people that have their perception, like that gal I keep saying, that gal at the town hall, I'd pay a dollar for my Obamacare. You better not take that away from me. You know, that's the spectrum. And then you got the other hand where people are just paying just an incredible amount, a painful amount of money for supposedly health insurance. They're not. They're paying for a card, basically, and you think with all the deductibles and, $6,000 of deductibles and their premium rates skyrocketing. Remember President Obama said, oh, yeah, you're going to pay $2,500 less. No, I guess he didn't know a difference between the plus sign and the negative sign, got a little dyslexic on it. and you know, misrepresented, and we actually end up paying, you know, $2,500. That was just the ante. That was just to get into this whole mess to begin with, right?
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, almost like the hokey pokey, I guess. You know, if you get everybody unified doing the same thing, it actually looks halfway decent. This is the problem that we have, is 6 out of 10 of us realize that we're on the wrong track. But I say, great observation. It's a good start. You know, it gets us out of denial. Some people, I guess, still want to stay in denial and think that we're on the right track. But, hey, it's what makes us so charming. Tammy Hotzenpeller joins us now, pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, speaker. She's even tried to mentor me at times, but I think sometimes she throws her hands up in the air and goes, oy vey, you know, but bless her heart for trying.
There's always hope, Bill. There's always hope.
That's what I love about you, Tammy. She's the founder and executive director of Women of Influence. And let me tell you, she is a one-woman life-changing agent by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that operates in her life. You know, Tam, I've shared this with Tammy before, and I hope I don't embarrass you here on national radio. But, you know, your heart for God and your praying spirit is such an example and an encouragement. I love it when you pray. I love hearing your prayers because it tells me that you are regularly in the throne room with God. You pray from a position of revelation. And I think that's why we go to prayer for, right? Why we talk to the Father is we want to know, hey, God, what's your agenda this moment, within this day? What's it all about? What can I do to come alongside and be in unity with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost with your agenda, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill, it's actually the last interview I had with you was actually on that, and we discussed my last book called The Park, I actually talked to you about how I actually had an encounter with the Holy Spirit and understood the power of prayer and the connection that we have. And so love for you viewers to pick that up. It's The Park. You can find it on Amazon on my website. But 100%, of course, in the day that we live today, with all the turmoil, all the confusion, earthquakes, floods, you know, if you read the Bible, you almost say, is this the beginning of the end? Mm-hmm. Everything that's happening in our world. So definitely we need to be praying. We need to be in that throne room. We need to have the heart of God so that we don't have the fear of man, the fear of circumstances. But the book I wanted to share with you today is a little different because it's a book that's called 3 Skips and a Jump to Becoming a Woman of Influence. And equally as relevant, Bill, as the book The Park and prayer and what we need to be doing, God gave us 2 hands for a reason. You know, 1 hand I need to be praying, the other hand I need to be working. And, you know, this book, 3 Skips and a Jump, really I work with women on understanding how to become a woman of influence. But to be honest with you, there's some things we need to skip over, and we have to take a really big jump into our future to be the women that God really created us to be.
Yeah, and those skips are important because we got to get, you know, sometimes we're getting bogged down on some of the minor things. And we need to jump into our purpose. And you're exactly right. We just been, you know, Zig Ziglar called it that stinkin' thinking.
Stinkin' thinking.
Got too much of that stinkin' thinking going on. Yeah. And we need to jump into our destiny, right?
You know, Bill, let me take a minute and just explain to your listening audience where this title came from. I've been an executive life coach for over 20 years, and I was sitting with a client that had paid a lot of money for me to coach her. But week after week, she came with an excuse. She never did her homework. She always had an excuse. It was the husband. It was the children. It was the circumstances. And to be honest with you, I was quite exhausted from her excuses. And it wasn't worth any money, amount of money she was paying me for me to sit with her for an hour. So I had determined that day that I was going to fire her, that I was going to say, you know, Emily, your excuses are exhausting me. And I was sitting at a local coffee shop, and as I was waiting for her to come, I looked across the street and there were some children playing hopscotch. And I literally remember thinking, God, I wish it was that easy. I wish I could just skip over my problems and jump into my future.
Right.
And Holy Spirit so gently said to me, Tammy, you can. With three skips and a jump, you can become the woman I created you to be. And he began to show me that there's three specific areas that we need to jump over. And that's entitlement, resentment, and punishment. And that's what I'm working through right now with my Women of Influence here in Southern California. We actually met last night and had over 200 women come up as we looked at skipping over entitlement. And, you know, Bill, until we skip over these things, we can never jump into our future.
Exactly.
Until I skip over the right that I think I have. And honestly, we don't need to get off on this. I know you probably addressed it today, but.
Well, no, I do want to focus on that, because when I, you gave me a copy of your book, and, the book since has been updated, and Tammy gave me the original copy, Three Skips and a Jump, and I was up in Arrowhead, and I read the first, I called her right away. I said, Tammy, I go, this is so critical, this spirit of entitlement that has engulfed this generation and our society. It is huge. And I know what you're going to lead into, so go ahead and do that. Yeah. But I wanted to emphasize that I connected with you immediately on this spirit of entitlement.
Well, you know, and it's not just we can all point the finger right now at the NFL and what's happening in our country. But let me just tell you, yesterday, as I sat in a small group with a group of women, a gal looked at me and she said, I have a love-hate relationship with this book. She said, I found myself throwing it against the wall because I was so angry at the truth, and then going and picking it back up because I knew I had to do something.
Right.
But we're seeing in our country today with the NFL, you know, my husband was just sharing with me this morning that actually I believe it was a congresswoman who actually knelt yesterday on the floor of Congress. You know, and we're seeing right now in our country this division because of entitlement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the issue right now with the NFL has nothing to do with protest and has everything to do with our flag. Mm-hmm. And that's not, you know, obviously specifically what we're going to talk about, but it's that spirit of entitlement that I have a right to my opinion. I have a right to kneel. Listen, these men and women that gave up their lives and sacrificed for our country, gave up their rights. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I understand that there is a place, and we do, you know, we're a First Amendment country, and you do have a right to your opinion to some degree, but that it's a whole attitude of entitlement, Bill, that is killing our nation, killing our home, killing our marriages, destroying young America. So, and that's just one chapter of the book.
Exactly.
And then we move into resentment, and then we move into punishment, and the whole spirit of resentment. I resent what you did to me. I resent right now. We have a feeling that I resent what's happening in our country right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we buried my father-in-law in Arlington, and my mother-in-law right alongside of him. You know, my father served in our military. So, yeah, I have a little bit of resentment when I see people who can't stand for our flag. And then we go into the third skip, which is punishment. And we have this attitude, I want to punish you for what you did. You hurt me. You violated me. I will punish you. So the three areas of skipping in the book, Three Skips, are you have to, my friend, skip over these things. You have to be willing to pick up your rock and throw it ahead and skip over, just like a little child would play hopscotch, skip over that block, because you will never jump into your future, which the book is actually me walking you through step by step how to jump into your future. And just to let your listening audience know, I work with you on...
We've got more coming up.
The phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
You would think, especially in the legal profession, that women should have every opportunity to excel. The glass ceiling in the practice of law is no different anywhere else. And over the years, I've worked with some of the most talented female trial lawyers, and Gina Romano is kind of a composite of that. You know, she has the tenacity, she has the compassion, she has the intellect, she has the training, she just has it all. And when I really see a very talented female trial lawyer, that's what I see. So she's a creation from all that. People that I've actually tried cases with and women I've tried cases against. And that's where Gina Romano comes from.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Degas Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
It's you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, what makes this country great? It's you. And with all our foibles, all our humanity, we need this. We need to have the conversation to get through. And what Tammy Hudson-Pillar is sharing today, and she does this for the women of influence. And I've always had to put a subtitle. I go, Tammy, so much of what you're sharing is great for men too. I mean, because the men want to be men of influence, naturally flowing in their God-given gifts, and not to force anything, not to be overt, just kind of have like Aldrich wrote about a lifestyle evangelism, right? When people just see and say, "Gosh, what do you got? I want what you got."
Amen, amen. Right. But you know what I'm talking about, Bill? Right now, you're right. Is it's the human heart. Mm-hmm. There is no male and female when it comes to the human heart. It's just the human heart. And when it comes to areas that we've discussed with skipping entitlement or resentment or punishment, it's our old nature. And it's in all of us. The Bible tells us that we are born with a sinful heart. And what I was sharing even last night with my group was it doesn't matter if you even identify this, if you don't deal with it daily, because, I have attitudes of entitlement, resentment, and punishment really on a regular basis.
Yeah, right.
This isn't a once for all. We're justified in our salvation once for all, but we're sanctified daily. And this has to be a daily decision to skip over these attitudes that we all have of what we deserve and why we deserve it.
Yeah, and what you bring to light is what we need to understand, and that is that it's prevailing. It's there, and it's holding us back from our God-given destinies. These are the things that are attracted to the flesh. We were talking this morning, Tammy, about the prayer of St. Francis, and the big line for me has been, which the Holy Spirit brought to mind. I only laugh because I laugh at myself and my own foible on this deal, is because sometimes I want you to understand me.
Yeah.
Tammy, you need to understand me. And the Holy Spirit says, no, understand first, then you'll be understood. It's so
Absolutely.
Counterintuitive, right? Because the flesh says, no, it's getting back to entitlement. That's my right that you need to understand me. No, if I understand you, then we start, we approach it differently and we stop owning the problem. If I want to understand and I want to claim my entitlement, then I'm owning the problem. And I'm like that monkey with his hand caught in the jar. I will not let go of my entitled right. And so I walk around clumsily with this jar, attached to my hand. And the other monkeys go, what are you doing, knucklehead? Let go of the jar, right? But no, it's my right, and I'm going to drag this around, and there's no way that I'm going to be able to skip to get into my purpose holding on to this jar like this knucklehead monkey.
Well, the definition in itself is the condition of having a right to do or have something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the definition of entitlement. It says that you deserve something other than what you've been given. And what we do, we really believe that we have a right to say what we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I have a right to think what I want to think, to go where I want to go. And that literally is why we are where we are as a nation. Mm-hmm. We are the greatest nation in the world. And I have traveled the world as you have, Bill.
Yeah.
And there is a blessing on this nation because we are a nation under God. And when we cease to be a nation under God, I believe we will cease to have the blessings that God has poured out. But what happens is the human heart is an entitled heart. It is a selfish heart. It is a hurt heart. And it is the heart of humanity that we have to deal with. And it's kind of a joke around our house. And of course, my husband is a pastor as well. And we laugh because on Sunday afternoons in the fall, I love to watch football. I am a football fan through and through. I am a Bronco.
Right.
And I'll just say it. I love football.
Yeah, there's just not enough dip around, but now all of a sudden there's going to be more than enough dip now.
Well, you bet. You better
go ahead.
So we'll come home, man. The fight is my husband. We laugh about this because he loves the movie Legally Blonde. He would sit on a Sunday afternoon and watch Elle and Legally Blonde. So we came home from church Sunday, and everything in me, Bill, wanted to watch football. I mean, I had to resist because I was just saying I also have a right to boycott your actions. If you cannot stand for our flag, And my husband tweeted something like, finally, I can watch Legally Blonde without feeling bad. You know,
and have Tammy next to me.
Right? Okay, now here's
yes,
the point.
Exactly.
We all have to, you know, the point is all of us, look, you do live in a country that you get to choose. You're going to boycott the NFL, you're going to, whatever. You're right, we do have rights. But let's get down to the issue of the heart, because that's really where we all have to go, or we're going to end up, obviously, divided as a nation if we can't understand unity. So let's go back to, as you started this whole broadcast, back to prayer. Let's get back. If we're going to bend a knee, let's bend a knee in prayer.
Amen.
Let's bend a knee and say, God, forgive us. And bring unity and a spirit of unity to our country. Let's lock arms as one nation, grateful to God for all he's given us, instead of locking arms in nation. And, you know, basically what we're saying, we can still lock arms. I'm not going to stand. I am going to stand. You know, this isn't about our flag. You know, and they've made so many people about, you know, this whole racial issue. And that's not what it's about. Let's say what it's about. And yes, you have a right to your opinion, and you have a right to, you know, to boycott or to protest, but not at the NFL. That's not the right place for it.
Well, so but what you're getting though, Tammy, is that it is a spiritual issue. I mean, look it, we've kicked God out of all these areas. Here's a country that's been so greatly blessed, and we have the audacity to say, God, thanks for the work. We'll take it from here. You know, it's such a joke. And so this is what secular America, which Barack Obama said, we're no longer a Christian nation. Guess what?
Right.
The 21st century, 2017 today, this is what a nation no longer under God looks like. All this chaos, all this contention. Yeah. And to your point, and evidenced in this movie, I was talking about A Question of Faith. You bring God to the center. You bring God in the center of these issues. You know, what you talk about in your book, entitlement, resentment, punishment, the three skips we got to get over. If you think about it, these are the very things that bother us when we see it in our kids. When our kids come to us and they have this entitlement mindset or their resentment or, you know, they want to punish their friend or something for something they did. It irritates us. Imagine what our Father in Heaven feels about us when we're acting that out.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Bill, of course, you've had my husband on with his book, One Nation, you know, Without God and All of Lawlessness. And this really is just, it's an act of lawlessness. There is there is no right and wrong. We have definitely become a gray society. And, you know, it's just something that we have to address. There is black and there is white. There is right and there is wrong. But the lenses have been so distorted that because of these areas of entitlement, resentment, and punishment. So I do want to just make sure that we end our time together with saying in the book, I tell you that once you skip over these things, you can jump into your future. So there is hope. Everyone listening right now, when you choose to skip over these three areas, you can jump into your future. And in chapter 5, I talk about exercising faith. And I talk about enjoying the journey that God has you on, because God has a purpose. He has a plan. He has a destiny. He has your identity. And God has a beautiful plan for every life. So we don't want to just speak about the negative side. God does have a beautiful plan for all of us when we submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, when we skip over the areas that hold us back, when we take a leap of faith and we jump into our future. God has a beautiful plan for every listener right now, and you must begin to speak prophetically into what God has for you in your future and our future as a nation.
Yeah, and the idea that we can skip over these problems, I mean, that in of itself just says that we are, you know, we're self-actuating this negativity in our life. And God says, let it go. Let it go. Yeah. Jump over those things and jump in, you know, skip over them and jump into your future and your God-given destiny. Amen, right?
Amen.
The book is available all the usual places. Amazon, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Where can they go for more information, Tammy?
You know, they can check me out, TammyHossenpiller.com or WomenOfInfluence.today. The books are available there. Tammy Hossenpiller, that's HOTSENPILLER. Check me out.
Thank you, Tammy. God bless.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Paul, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Paul, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, clean the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and it is fall. You can tell, right? Leaves starting to turn. You can smell the pumpkin spice lattes in the air. And with these last few weeks of warm weather, now is the time to prepare your home for the upcoming winter months. From do-it-yourself insulation to making sure your home is energy efficient to keep those heating bills at bay. Now we've got Danny Lifford with us, the do-it-yourself expert, and we're going to be talking about the fall series. And Danny, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, glad to be with you, Bill.
Well, let's talk about some easy projects to get us off the ground and get us ready for the fall season.
Oh, it's so one area of your kitchen that's going to get a lot of work over the next few months, and that's the kitchen. And it's also one of the best, you know, returns on your investment. And we're right in the middle of a kitchen renovation that we're helping some homeowners out for our national television show, Today's Homeowner. And it's all about just a facelift, which is really a better return on your investment than actually redoing the entire kitchen. It's a lot easier, a lot more manageable, and something that a lot of novice do-it-yourselfers can tackle pretty easily.
Exactly. Well, Danny, of course, as he mentioned, he is the homeowner, Today's Homeowner TV and radio friend, and he's keeping us up to date on the things that we can do around the house to save money and to make a big difference right away. You know, as you mentioned, Danny, I've always heard that any kitchen project's a great return on your money. What's another really good do-it-yourself investment on your home?
Well, certainly any time that you can invest some time and money in your home and save on your energy bills, boy, that's going to get an immediate impact the next time you receive that power bill. The thing about it, you don't have to do big jack things like tear windows out and do all these kind of things to really make a big difference. You just think about the envelope of the home and the perimeter of your home and how you can seal it off a little tighter to keep that cold air from sneaking in and robbing you of those energy dollars. And one of the things that we discovered many years ago and have used quite a bit is what they call window insulator kits. And our friends at Doug Brand have this new Max window kit that's twice as thick. And basically, you just have the double stick tape that goes around the perimeter of the inside of the window. It's virtually, you know, invisible. Then the plastic sheet goes over it. And then, Bill, you grab the air dryer and you shrink wrap this thing, takes all the wrinkles out of it, and you've immediately created this air pocket between the inside and outside. And you know, it might sound like it kind of is not very attractive, but you really can hardly see it at all, and it completely eliminates any of the air infiltration that, again, is going to cost you a lot of money to keep your house comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Danny, like you say, with a lot of these great ideas that are available nowadays, you know, things that in the past we might have looked at and said, that might be a little bit too much. Maybe I should hire a pro that knows what they're doing. But these do-it-yourself kits really have made a big difference and save us a lot of money along the way, right?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, they're looking at more and more ways to empower homeowners to do a lot of the work themselves. And, you know, we even have this thing called a double draft seal. If you get and really just get on the ground and look at your exterior doors, if you see air underneath it, you need to address that. And another brand, another product from Doug Brand is the triple draft seal that just slips right under the door and can help a lot. But, you know, one of the things that we do recommend, your heating and cooling system, having it serviced by a professional. Don't try to do that yourself. Change the filter on a regular basis yourself, but have that professional out to calibrate that. But I'll tell you a mysterious part of our home that people just don't like to venture in, and it's a great way to save energy, and that's to venture up into the attic with some insulation. It doesn't sound like a very fun project, but it's a lot easier than most people think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and some of this stuff, like you say, you know, we learn by doing, Danny. I mean, last year's projects that might have intimidated us might be a little bit easier this year because we say, oh, I actually did that. It worked out pretty good.
Well, the gratification that comes along with it is tremendous. And also a trend that I see quite a bit, Bill, where people are understanding they can do it in bite-sized pieces, whatever your budget and your time allows. And, you know, going back to the insulation is a great example that we're working with a mineral wool insulation from Roxel that's mildew-resistant, mold-resistant, and so forth. And it's also extremely easy to cut and handle. So, you know, if you have a little time and you have a little gumption, as they say, to go and buy two or three bundles, that's not going to do your whole house, but it'll do a significant part of your house. Then later again, when time and budget allows, you do a little more. Every single step is a step toward having a more energy efficient house. But you're going to realize, not just during the winter of energy savings, but every day of the year. Now that makes a lot of sense when you're talking about spending that time, the gratification you get on your house, and hey, you save a little money along the way.
Yeah, not to mention the fact the immediate satisfaction you get when the wife unit says, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Then you get better food, you get better meal. I mean, things just work out better in life, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you got to keep mama happy. And You got it all under control. That's what this is all about. This is why we appreciate Danny coming on, because he gives us the little tips and updates us on that. And then, hey, you're all that in a bag of chips around the household. That's okay.
I mean, you know, the thing is don't get too ambitious. Just take it a step at a time on any project that you have around your home and just, you know, just do a few here and a few there. Don't get frustrated with it. And it's amazing what you can do over the course of a few months in improving your house and having the best looking house on the block.
Well, Danny, we got a couple minutes left here together. How about some other ideas for this time of year? What do you got?
Well, you know, you are going to have probably more people coming to your home than other times of the year. So let's get that front door looking good. So many of us never even go through our front door, you know, unless the UPS guy is banging on the door or something like that. So, you know, why not make that front door look a little better and put a little personality in it? Primary colors like red or blue or yellow, bold colors on your front door, you can't beat it. Even a black door, glass black door, is a nice statement for your front of your house. Also, clean it up well. Trim that landscaping. Maybe put a few extra plants here and there to welcome your guests right at the front door. These are all very inexpensive things that certainly can improve your curb appeal tremendously. House numbers. You know, you want people to be able to find your house when they come over for the holiday parties. But think about some new attractive house numbers. All of these things, again, they're just nickels and dimes compared to what the effect that you'll get out of it once it's all done.
Well, Danny Lipford is with us. He is live on location in Mobile, Alabama, where there's a lot of voting excitement going on today. And in the midst of this, he's taking a time out and giving us plenty of great information, as he always does, for do-it-yourselfers, and especially for this fall season. So in the midst of, you know, the pumpkin spice lattes, and of course, you can share this interview with your friends as well, and you know, that way everybody in the whole neighborhood gets upgraded. Danny, of course, the host of today's homeowner TV and radio shows. Danny, where can people go for more information?
Hey, love for you to drop by our website, todayshomeowner.com. A lot of episodes there, a lot of videos there, a lot of ways that we want to help you with all the challenges we face as a homeowner.
Always, Danny. Appreciate the ideas. Good stuff here. Take care.
Okay, you too, Bill. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
As we trust the faith, the taste of our audience as well in 280-plus markets and around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour as we wrap things here in Atlanta after seeing the red carpet special premiere of the movie, A Question of Faith. Good movie. Looking forward to it. I'm telling you, it goes nationwide, selected theaters on Thursday. You will enjoy this movie. Trust me. Looking forward to hearing your response on that. Also, pancake. I got my pancakes. The hotel was kind enough to send me up some pancakes because it is pancake day today, so it is official. But hey, you ready to talk baseball? Why not? Let's bring on John Leodakis. He's a baseball historian. Hope I didn't butcher your name too badly there, John. And I know your name, but it just sometimes it just doesn't want to roll off the tongue when it's loaded up with pancakes, I guess. I don't know. So
you have anyway. A lot of good company, Bill.
Well, thank you. John, of course, a baseball historian, award-winning documentary filmmaker with three films in the permanent collection of the Baseball Hall of Fame and director of The Sweet Spot. I want to talk about Sweet Spot that's entering into its third season before we get into, the third season kind of gets into the topic, and that's, professional women's baseball. But even before that, John, we've seen a lot of contention in the NFL, a little bit of demonstration of culturally what's going on with the baseball players, but not to the level of the NFL. You, as a historian, what do you see happening here?
Well, it's very interesting. I just got back from Cooperstown, and the Hall of Fame hosted the Baseball Film Festival, as they do every year. And I'm pleased to say I had three films showing there, so now I have six films in the permanent collection. Two of them focused on the issue of race, and we had a very spirited post-screening discussion about the issue of race in baseball and in our country right now. And a very interesting through line was that Jim Mudcat Grant, who was the first 20-game winner for an African-American, first 20-game winner in the American League in 1965, he protested. He was suspended for protesting against the national anthem during a baseball game in 1961. He was very upset with the treatment of African-Americans at that point in his life. Jim had been raised in the Jim Crow South and was very acquainted with life under those means. And he, during the anthem, he changes the words to saying something along the lines of, I can't go to Mississippi and sit down at the counter. And his pitching coach, a man named Ted Wilkes, took exception to it. He said, well, if you don't like our country, why don't you get the hell out of our country? Mm-hmm. And he knew that Wilkes was from Texas. He says, well, if I wanted to move to Russia, I'd just move to Texas because that's worse than Russia. And then Mr. Wilkes said, well, the next time we catch your black so-and-so in Texas, we're going to hang your blankety-blank from the nearest tree. And then the fist fight began. And this is during the singing of the national anthem. So this is 1961, and Mudcat Grant was way ahead of the curve with folks like Colin Kaepernick coming along today. And as we've seen, not a lot has changed in that regard, sadly.
Well, we're not having fights breaking out. And maybe some of the language has been tempered a little bit, although it's a bit still, to your point, a bit spirited. But I talk to people across the country, John, and I think, at least in my lifetime, I think we're close to getting maybe on the other side of this. I liken it to somebody who is drowning. You know, they always tell a lifeguard, do not go and save them right away. You got to let them fight themselves out. And I think that this is what this country is doing. It's just fighting itself out over this whole issue and getting through the process to realize that, we can't do it in and of ourselves. I mean, it's incompatible. We're ill-equipped to really deal with the racial issue. This is a heart issue. And we can chase that demon forever. But meanwhile, the next generation coming up and our kids and our grandkids that we see out in the horizon, and we want them to live in a peaceful, a productive America where, Martin Luther King said, that we would be judged based on the content of our character, not on the color of our skin. And I know that is a rallying cry. That is a heart issue that connects with a lot of people. And the sooner that we can get there, the better off and the more united this country will be. But, I just see this as part of the process. I think it's unfortunate for institutions like the NFL, even baseball at times, that these issues would come up because it's a challenge to the brand. It's a challenge to the very thing that America loves. America loves baseball. They love their sports because, in a way, it gets them away from all the politics and all the contention. But when you want to bring it into the amusement and the entertainment of these institutions, it's problematic for America. But America needs to probably do some soul searching and see that, hey, the reason it's creeping into these institutions, because that's us.
Well, Bill, baseball has always been a reflection of American society, and that's going back into the 19th century. We've seen it with the treatment of women, which we're going to touch on in a minute. We've seen it with the treatment of African Americans, the Negro Leagues, and the Gentlemen's Agreement to keep them out, even though they had the skills to play the game. It was all about pigmentation. But the interesting thing, and one of the things that the Sweet Spot is focusing on, and I should mention to your listeners, the Sweet Spot is an original documentary series focusing on the human side of baseball, and they can find it on Amazon, Roku, and Vimeo on demand. They can get it on their mobile device, their computer at home, or their smart TV. And Amazon Prime members watch for free. But what we're focusing on here in Season 3 is one particular theme. We're calling it Shutout, the battle American women wage to play baseball. Because for well over 100 years, American girls and women have been systematically excluded from the game. And as far back as 1974, Bill, girls were not allowed to play Little League baseball. And we jump forward to today, and we see women refereeing in the NBA and in the NFL.
Exactly.
Nowhere near are we ready to see that in Major League Baseball. There are some gals in the lower minors who are beginning the slow ascent in the development of their skills as professional umpires who hopefully will make it to Major League Baseball in the next 3 to 5 years. But that's a very good barometer in terms of where we are with this issue.
Well, the question is, should the USA have professional women's baseball, a baseball league like they do in Japan?
And ultimately, the question is yes. The big difference between Japan and the United States, it's quite ironic because Japan is galaxies behind the United States when it comes to the treatment of women and feminism. The difference is that baseball is not just a national pastime in Japan. It is a national obsession.
Yes.
And so consequently, not only do you have the very strong men's leagues over there, 2007, they started a women's league because the owner of a business there saw the spirited competition of women playing in a women's baseball tournament and said, why not? Why can't we have our own strong national team and a strong professional league? And what has happened is they've developed a system where little girls on up to adult women get the best coaching, the best equipment, the best facilities, and they start them at a young age, and they don't pound into them the concepts that they hear here in the United States, that women are the weaker sex, that they have no business playing a man's game like baseball, which is completely backward. And so they evolve and develop into outstanding players. And what has happened is when we have the Baseball Women's World Cup every 2 years, they are dominant. I believe they've won the last six. And so there's the big difference there. So, yes, there should be professional women's baseball. We need to give women, girls and women, the opportunity to develop their skills from childhood to adulthood, and not just through Little League, because what happens, Bill? We hear the age-old mantra of baseball is for boys and softball is for girls.
Exactly.
And when Little League lost that lawsuit in 1972, when they made a girl get kicked off of a team, a Little League team in Hoboken, New Jersey, they came back with softball for girls. They also offered the opportunity for girls to play Little League baseball with boys, but the majority of them desired to play softball. They wanted to be with their own tribe. And what that led to is the institution of softball today, where girls are getting scholarships to go to college. But it's a double-edged sword because it stops the development of girls who wish to pursue baseball. And therein lies the rub. And Title IX, which allows girls to have the same opportunities to play sports in high school and college as men's do. If you have a men's basketball team, you've got to have a women's basketball team.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And women's softball satisfies that legal requirement. And so there's a grassroots movement now to create more opportunities for girls and women to not only play baseball, but to coach and umpire. Because that's how you affect social change from the grassroots level. It just needs to escalate and get up to the larger areas of our culture and our society, where places like Major League Baseball recognize it and help join in the fight. And they are. They do have a diversity program at Major League Baseball. But as you and I both know, change in baseball, which is America's most conservative sport, is glacial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, it's interesting because we do have the WNBA. We have women's basketball. So to your point, it is surprising, especially when you have Japan already demonstrating on the world stage that women can play baseball. And, you know, are you starting to find some women in America playing in Japanese leagues?
I don't think that's been the case yet. There are women from other countries that have played there, specifically some terrific players from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some terrific baseball players here. Two pitchers. We've got Marty Cementelli, who's pitched for the women's national team here for a number of years. There's two women who play, actually now there's three that play on the independent professional men's league, the Sonoma Stompers, who are very good. And they've all had the ability to evolve a little bit with their skills. There needs to be more of that. And who knows, maybe those folks will get a chance to develop and continue to rise through the ranks and start to play an independent professional, advanced
independent
professional.
Well, John, we got to have you back. Very interesting. Good stuff here. Appreciate you coming on, baseball historian John Leonidakis. And season 3 getting underway in October. Thank you so much. Sweet spot.
Tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?